Samuel Woods, Samuel S-A-M-U-E-L, Woods, W-O-O-D-S. Date of birth is 12-17-1956. This is for date of service, 1-21-2022. Mr. Woods is a 65-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation for placement of the Eversense continuous glucose monitor. He has a history of type 2 diabetes for a long-standing duration. The patient's hemoglobin A1C was previously 12.8%, then it fluctuated down to 6.3%. The patient checks his blood sugar 4 times per day. He makes frequent dose adjustments to his insulin therapy based on blood glucose monitoring. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and GERD plan. The patient is being seen today for his type 2 diabetes for continuous glucose monitoring using the Eversense continuous glucose monitoring system. The patient is here for insertion of the Eversense chip. The Eversense sensor was placed subdermally in the patient's left arm. The patient was given xylocaine for anesthesia at the insertion site. The patient tolerated the procedure well. We were able to get an excellent signal after the sensor was inserted. Period. We used Steri-strips to close the incision. Sterile technique was used throughout the entire procedure. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Next paragraph. The patient injects insulin 4 times per day. He checks his blood glucose 4 times per day and makes frequent dose adjustments to his insulin therapy based on blood glucose monitoring. He is on Traceba, 26 units twice a day, and Humalog, 6 units with meals, plus a sliding scale with a max daily dose of 35 units, period. Next number. The patient checks his blood glucose 4 times per day and makes frequent dose adjustments to his insulin therapy based on blood glucose monitoring. Thank you for allowing us to participate in his care. Thank you.